You're listening to WMIE, today's Modern Worship, 91.5 FM.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Happy Friday to you. Here we are in the second week of July, the seventh month. We are in the midst of the year. So those things that we told ourselves that we were going to do as we crossed over into 2025, let's spend some time with the Lord and get those things strategically moving forward so we could bring them into manifestation, bring them into fruition this year. Just like we said, let's take some authority over our time, take some authority over our stewardship, and bring things into the glory of God.
Yes. And this morning, Friday morning, we want to pick up our study today from Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 22 to 24. And all this week we've been studying a new spirit. Got to have a new spirit.
That you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness.
Ooh, we can stay a whole week. We need the new man, which was what? Created correctly unto God. And just read it again so that our listeners understand this, how to live out the Christian life. You can't live it out in your flesh. You can't just want really your mind to do it. You won't. You will fail.
And that's why we have to learn it. Because if we go back to verse 20, it says, but you have not so learned Christ.
Yeah.
So if we're continuing to do things out of the character of Christ, it's because we have not yet so learned Christ.
Yes.
Because if we did, if we come into alignment with his principle, his ways of thinking, then our life would show the fruit of it.
Yes.
If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off.
That's right.
Concerning your former conduct. The old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Yeah.
And that you put on the new man, which is created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. So it continues, says me, not God doing it.
Yeah.
Us doing it based off of the revelation of his word and his instructions. We are to do.
Let's unpack this great truth that Ephesians, that we find here in Ephesians, that you put off concerning your former conduct. What you do. That you stop doing the things that is incorrect. The things that is contrary to the truth of God.
Easy to do, easy not to do. Easy to do, easy not to do.
And he's telling us, Paul is telling us here, put it off. Stop doing it. And he says, it's the whole man which grow what? Corrupt. You have a whole man in you. And it is growing what? Corrupt. The wages of sin is what?
Dead.
Dead means separation from God. Not alive unto God. So this old man that we inherit is the one that is separated from God, and anyone that is separated from God going to struggle. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're going to totally struggle. Mm-hmm. Struggle start. Mm-hmm. Because he said, okay, you can be with God and still struggle. Different type of struggle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we overcome.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, when you with God, don't mm-hmm. let me start a preaching yeah. now. When you with God, you can say, we overcome.
Mm-hmm.
We overcome by the what? The blood of the Lamb mm-hmm. and the word of our testimony. Mm-hmm. My word now become different, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. And I have the power through the blood of Jesus Christ to overcome my whole desire. That's all you overcome, mm-hmm. your whole desire, my old way of thinking. And he's telling us here, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
My mind now has to obey the spirit mm-hmm. of God that is now quickened inside of me.
But a lot of times the struggle is in the decision.
Yes.
Once we make the decision, a firm decision, then we're going to, then easy to do. Easy not to do. But the struggle is in the decision. We're still trying to weigh it out in our mind. We're still trying to negotiate and reason with the devil.
Yeah.
So when we settle it in our mind, when we allow the word of God to be the final authority, the spirit of God to be our final authority, and then we make the decision, then it's easy to do, easy not to do. The wrestling match is in the mind. And when you're just talking about the struggle, there's a thing called a productive struggle. A constructive struggle that's going to bring forth something better. But then there's also the destructive struggle where we're just going to get slapped around and nothing good's going to come out of it. But in the productive struggle, in the constructive struggle, we know that God's with us and we're becoming more strong. We're increasing in our endurance and new ways of being able to do things, working through great exploits and such. So there, when Pastor said, we struggle, I said, be born again, struggle, but it's a productive struggle. It's a constructive struggle. It's to bring forth greater. It's to move forward. It's to elevate. It's not just to be slapped around, knocked down, drug out, and in despair. It's to be able to become strong, to move forward. You know, you have to do some productive struggle if you want to build your physical muscles and such. You have to bring them to a point where they are coming up against resistance.
Yes.
and able to push through to be able to develop and to be able to mature muscles and such, to be able to increase athletic ability and such. So there is a good part of the productive struggle, of the constructive struggle. And knowing that God is with you and he's leading you, yeah, then you just, all you got to do is, okay, coach, let me know which way to go.
That's exactly when I'm when I put off that whole man.
Mm-hmm.
When the recreation take place in me. When I'm born again. When the new man, the new spirit man is now formed in me. Then my life becomes productive
mm-hmm.
according to Jesus Christ that now lives in me. And Paul tell the rest why he was successful. He says, not I, Paul, the old mm-hmm. Paul, the old spirit man, not I live,
mm-hmm.
but Christ mm-hmm. that lives in me.
Mm-hmm. The hope Ooh. Of glory.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. We got to get to that, guys. When we can say, it's no longer
mm-hmm.
I, the flesh, the mind that doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But it is God mm-hmm. that is now living in me, mm-hmm. in my spirit, that control my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so I no longer have those old conduct no more. Mm-hmm. That's it. Those old behavior mm-hmm. is no longer a part of my life. So I put off those old behavior. The old man is gone. That's why the Bible says we are crucified with him. That means that old way of living is dead and rise to a new way of thinking. Rise to a new way of living out my Christian life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Put on the new man.
Yeah.
Which was created according to God in true righteousness. And holiness. And then as it goes on in Ephesians chapter 4, it tells us the specific things to put off. And then it tells us the specific things to put on. So we can do an inventory of our life. We can do an inventory of our thinking patterns. We could do an inventory of the results that we are getting as we go throughout the day. And it clearly tells us what to put off and what to put on. So in verse 25, therefore, putting away lying.
Yeah.
Let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. So he's telling us exact lying is a big cause of strife. Mm-hmm. And so when we are just speaking in truth and we're coming into the knowledge of the work, it's not just people that lie, it's the devil that lies. And he brings these corrupt thought patterns into our mind so that when we are trying to logically reason stuff, we're getting swayed this way and that. That's why we cannot reason through our mind. We have to go by the Spirit. We have to come into the assurance that God is guiding us. It says, the Bible says that he guides us with his eye. So if somebody's guiding you with their eye, you have to be looking toward them. You have to have experience with them. You have to know their nature. You have to know their characteristics. We know as parents, you're going to guide your kids with your eye. As a child, there's looks that your parents give. They're guiding you with their eye. So in order for that to work, to tune into that, we have to give attention to the source of our direction, the one that we are looking toward to help guide us and make decisions.
Once we come to the understanding of Romans chapter 6 and verse 6, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him. We have to come into that knowledge where we have this understanding according to Romans 6, verse 6. Mm-hmm. And that's a feel. He used a particular word there. Knowing this. You know it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So until we come to that place where we know, we're going to have problems.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you know something, you know it.
Mm-hmm.
Not feel. He didn't say feel. Knowing this, that our old man, and it isn't, is, not in the is, is in the past, was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slave to sin. Oh, we have freedom, man.
Mm-hmm.
This can preach here. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
When you see it, and we know it, no, feel it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not something you feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know that the old man is gone from you, and you have the new you. Yes.
Mm-hmm. We hope to see you this Sunday morning at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We meet at 10 a.m. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise him, for he is thy health and salvation.